Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And this week, I've been talking about what it means to be a disciple. Those two fantastic words that Jesus said over and over again in the Gospels. He said, follow me. Follow me. What it means to be a Christian. A Christian is a disciple, is a follower of Jesus, a learner, someone who has turned their entire gaze, their whole life, their whole enterprise, have brought it to Christ and laid it at his feet. My time, my talent, my treasure, my dreams, my hopes, my fears, everything. Laying it at the feet of Jesus and saying, as St. Thomas, we celebrated earlier in the week, looking at Jesus saying, my Lord and my God, my life belongs to you. And we make a decision, knowing who he is, that he's the Lord, that all power belongs to him, that we were made by him and for him, that he's love itself, and that he has a mission that he wants us. He's created us for a purpose, and he wants us to live in that purpose. He wants to recreate us, you might say. He wants to bring us into an understanding of our identity, our purpose, and our destiny. He wants us to live according to a new power, not the power of the flesh in us, our fallen nature. He wants us to live now by the Spirit that raised him from the dead, the Holy Spirit that he gives to us and to all those who follow him. He wants to lead us into an entirely new way of living, to live the Christ life, to follow in his footsteps, and to join him in his great mission. And that takes, as I've been saying all week long, that takes a deep decision. It takes a decision from our will, from the beginning, right? With our mind, with our spirit, we understand his teaching. We can come to the place where by God's grace, we see who he is. But God has made us free. And the Lord has made us free. And so once the light starts going on in us, and we come to Christ, and we look at him and he looks at us, and we ask the question, is how I ended yesterday's program. We get to say, Lord, what is your will for my life? What do you want from me? And Jesus looks right back at you, and he says, what do you want? Do you want to be my follower? If you do, have you counted the cost? Are you ready to deny yourself, your self-will, your radical autonomy, that drive in you that doesn't want the ruler and reign of anybody in your life other than your own? Are you going to take up your cross? Because I'm bringing the kingdom of my Father, and this is a world that resists my Father. This is a fallen, broken world. And we're living in spiritual combat every day. And there's resistance, and from the kingdom of Satan, there's resistance from the world, that fallen dimension of this good world we live in, that resists the goodness, the truth, the beauty, the rule of my Father that I want to bring to this world. And there's resistance in you. Are you willing to deny yourself and take up your cross? Because to follow me will cost you. It may cost you your life. It may cost you your reputation. It may cause you to not be welcomed in the circles that you want to be in. Are you ready for that? Is that really what you want? Do you want me to be your master and Lord? And by God's grace, in that moment, we can say, yes, this is what I want. I'm weak. I'm sinful. I'm not sure what it's all going to entail. But I see you, Jesus, and I know you're trustworthy. I want to give my life to you. That decision is really when it all begins. That's when Christianity really begins to take shape. Until then, we're just divided, we're lukewarm, we're minimalistic, we're half in, half out. We don't want to take it too seriously, we don't want to be too radical. And so we live in the twilight. And there's no life in the twilight, just a lot of burdens and kind of guilt and misconceptions and the life of Christ, the great mission of Jesus, the receiving a profound awareness of our own identity and being transformed. See, Jesus, essentially what he's saying to us, friends, is, look, if you don't give me all of you, I can't do anything for you. Because what he wants to do is he doesn't want to just, as C.S. Lewis says, sort of trim up the lawn here a little bit, or, you know, if you think of your life as a house, he doesn't want to just like replace the window or replace the door. He wants to bring the whole thing down to the foundation and start over and rebuild. He doesn't want to just trim the grass. He wants to dig it all up, and he wants to reseed it all, the soil of your life. Because you need to become a new creation. The old man in you has to be put to death. And you have to give him permission to do that. And you have to cooperate with that in your life. So the kind of thing we're seeing in the culture today, as I mentioned a couple of days ago, what we saw, for example, in Ireland and around this abortion issue, we saw multitudes of baptized Catholics probably, who some probably still identify themselves as Catholic, though many people have turned their back on the church now for a lot of different reasons. But they would still self-identify as Catholic and see themselves on the side of the angels in standing for against their own constitution and against the teaching of the church and of Christ himself, in declaring that they're going to live to defend the right for women to take the life of their own children, for husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends to be involved in this murderous reality that's such an offense against God. That's a deep deception. You're not a Christian. It's not a Christian doesn't, a disciple of Jesus does not use their energy, their voice, their money, their time, and their vote to kill innocent children. It's a deep blindness. It's pride. It's bondage to the world. It's a darkened mind. That's what it is. It's impossible to be a Christian and to promote the killing of the innocent with whatever resources God has given you. That's anti-Christian. It's anti-Christ. We make ourselves enemies of God. It's what the Bible talks about is love for the world. It's wanting to belong to the world more than you want to belong to Christ. It's taking on the mind of the world rather than taking on the mind of Christ. So Jesus made it really clear, or the scriptures make it really clear, to be a friend of that world is to become an enemy of God. And so we're in this crazy place where lots of baptized people are literally living as enemies of God. Now, they don't hear that very often because lots of people, leaders in the church, don't want to be negative. But here's where I think we make a big mistake. We absolutely have to say what Jesus says. We have to hold the bar where Jesus holds the bar. Right? We know Jesus is merciful and kind when we fall. But Jesus is never merciful towards somebody who just radically insists on their own way in opposition to his will. And so what ends up happening is, this is why the church in many places is dying. Because some people are just flat out walking away from the church. They're not interested in God anymore. They're not interested in Christ and living under his lordship. They're interested in spirituality, maybe. They're interested in, you know, spiritual bliss and pursuing their own bliss, whatever that might be. But they're on their own track and they're discipling themselves. They're like a master under a fool. I think I have that. I heard that once. I heard a teacher describe that. That to insist on our own way is to put yourself under the direction of a fool, because we don't even know where we came from and why we're here and where we're going. This is why Jesus turns the lights on for all of us to be able to understand these fundamental realities, so we can live consistently with what we were made for in the first place. So this radical call to follow Christ, this initial conversion, is something that the church needs to preach very, very clearly and make it clear to people. You don't come to Christ on your own terms. You don't define the relationship on your own terms. Christianity is Christ. Christianity is being a disciple of Jesus. It's that or nothing. Here, there's a wonderful book I'd encourage you to read. It's called The Way of the Disciple, published by Ignatius Press. Erasmo Leva Mirakakis. I'm not sure I got the middle name correct there. But it's a wonderful book on elements of what it means to be a disciple. And on page 95, he describes Christian conversion, what we've been putting our finger on this week, this way. Christian conversion is a radical change of life, or better still, it's a death that leads to a holy new life, a turning to the person of Jesus, and a total self-surrender to him as friend, Lord, master, lover, teacher, king, and God. Such self-surrender gladly and permanently grants Jesus all the rights that each of these titles implies. That's beautifully put. Let me read that last sentence again. Such self-surrender, this death to myself, Jesus himself required of it, lest you take up your cross. This is all that Mirakakis is echoing here, is the teaching of Jesus, and he's drawing out its implication for us. Such self-surrender gladly and permanently grants Jesus all the rights that each of these titles implies. So let me say the titles one more time. He's a friend. He's Lord. So he's a friend. Your total trust, what? Being a good friend? To trust him. He's Lord, that all power and authority belongs to him. And you live now under that authority. He's your master. He's your lover, he's your teacher, he's your king, and he's your God. It's a beautiful description of what it means to convert to Jesus. And so saying yes to Jesus, I mean, the Catholic Church would be bursting with life in the contemporary culture, would be on fire, would be able to impact the culture powerfully if this is where the baptized really were. But the baptized, many of the baptized, excuse me, not all for sure, we just know, the statistics are there. Many of the baptized want the church to change its teaching. The big issue tends to be around the sexual revolution and all that it demands. So many of the baptized are selling out for it. Yes, contraception should be okay. Premarital sex should be okay. Adultery in some circumstances should be okay. Abortion should be okay, right? Marrying someone from the same sex should be okay. Polyamory should be okay. I mean, it's kind of going on and on and on and on. And what it is it's just manifesting with such clarity that people who've been baptized are just living under the rule and dominion of the kingdom of darkness, not the kingdom of Christ. So if people repent and turn back to Christ, and those who are in the church are living with this intention, imperfectly, but this is our intention in faith, as the Holy Father said, the church would be a transformative force throughout the culture. Let's say yes to Christ, friends. Hope you can join me again tomorrow. I have a little more to say on this topic. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.